A new study says that agencies in central New York do a good job of taking care of the 700 to 800 refugees who come to Syracuse every year. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, one community group is suggesting the creation of a one-stop shop for these potentially new Americans.
A year-long study by the Onondaga Citizens League shows the agencies that deal with Syracuse's burgeoning refugee population do work together and offer a wide range of services. OCL co-chair Kristen Musitelli-Heath says one recommendation, though, that came out of the year-long look at the resettlement programs in Syracuse is to create one physical location for refugees to get information and help.
A forum or one location through which everybody could co-locate programs and services, provide an easy access point for refugees. Transportation is another big issue they face, obviously. Provide one central point that they can, you know, access employment services, access literacy programs, access cooking classes, access social support programs, that would be incredibly useful.
Heath says this wouldn't mean moving the two main service providers for refugees, Interfaith Works or Catholic Charities. The study also suggests creating a website that would be available for refugees and service providers and a continuation of a task force that's looking at the challenges facing these new Americans. The report shows most of the refugees in recent years in Syracuse are coming from Burma, Bhutan, Somalia, South Sudan, and Iraq. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.